Oh, Mrs. Raisin, it's so kind of you to take our old folk out for the day. Mr. and Mrs. Boggle can't get about as much as they used to, so they'll be so happy to take advantage.
Mrs. Bloxby, it's a pleasure. I'm always happy to help someone less fortunate than myself.
Oh, careful! Not much of a driver, are you, Mrs. Raisin?
No, that's three near misses in the past half hour.
I am doing my best, Mrs. Boggle. I am not familiar with Bristol's ridiculous one-way system.
Well, Mrs. Fortune never had no trouble, did she, Boggle?
No, Mrs. Fortune never complained.
If Mrs. Fortune is so magnanimous, where is she now?
She's a very busy woman.
Can't always manage to take us.
No, she's probably up in the trees teaching baby birds how to fly.
Right, Mrs. Raisin, pull over!
Why?
I need to spend a penny in them bushes.
Mrs. Boggle, I was prepared to be your chauffeur, your skivvy, and your banker, but I draw the line at lavatory attendant.
Well, it serves you right for dragging us away from them tea rooms so fast. You won't be doing that again in a hurry.
That is correct, because I will not be taking you out again.
Oh, Mrs. Raisin, why ever not?
Because first thing tomorrow morning, I am going to sell up and move back to London.
Agatha Raisin by M.C. Beaton. Dramatized for radio by David Semple. Starring Penelope Keith as Agatha. The Potted Gardener.
Agatha!
James! Oh, you made me jump.
Sorry, didn't mean to. I've just been doing a spot of gardening. Thought I'd pop over and see how you were getting on with yours.
Getting on fine with my garden. I stand in it, have a smoke.